Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It's no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a bushel basket. It's set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, so that seeing your good deeds, they may glorify your Father in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Today's beautiful feast of St. Barnabas, the son of encouragement. He was one who was precisely this encouragement in the early church, because he lived up to his vocation to be salt and light. Jesus gives us these words at the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, right at the beginning of his public ministry. It was not at the end where he had formed them to be the salt and light. It was right at the beginning, because there's a natural aspect of the way we're supposed to be salt and light that's supposed to be perfected through our discipleship. We see what that perfection looks like in the great saint that we celebrate today. Salt had three purposes in the ancient world, as we've talked about before. First was as a preservative, because there was no refrigeration and salted fish or meat allowed it to remain. Second was as a fire starter. Still today in poorer nations of the world, they continue to mix salt with dung and light it for cooking. It has a very, very slow and lasting burn. That's the main purpose that it was used for in the ancient world, because they needed fire for cooking. Third purpose was as a flavor, which we still use it for today. When we look at St. Barnabas, in all three ways, his encouragement took on the properties of salt. His encouragement toward Paul preserved his gifts from being wasted. We know precisely what had occurred after Paul converted, was destroying the Jews in the synagogue, showing in Damascus that Jesus was the Messiah. They were now trying to kill him. They were waiting for him at the city gates. And he was lowered out of the wall in a basket. He went to Jerusalem, figuring he would be accepted in Jerusalem. Now that he was one of this family, he thought that they would embrace him there like the Christians in Damascus had. But when he got up there, they were all so petrified of him, they didn't want to have anything to do with him. Likely they would have thought that he was a mole. He just wanted to infiltrate the Christian community, find out where they lived, so that he could carry out what he had started and rip them out of their homes and lead them to stoning. But it was Barnabas who recognized what was being lost, and he couldn't allow St. Paul's eventual salt to be thrown away and trampled underfoot. So he went and he personally vouched for him with the members of the church in Jerusalem. And because of his reputation and their trust in him, they trusted and embraced Paul. And he began to do in Jerusalem precisely what he had done in Damascus, so that the very people who were his co-conspirators in trying to seek out and murder the Christians put a contract out on his head. And so Barnabas needed to accompany him all the way down to Caesarea by the sea to escape and to send him back to Tarsus, but saying that he would come to get him eventually. When he was sent to Antioch to preach the gospel, and after a year of so many converts, he knew he needed help. And he just wouldn't allow Paul to remain as a tent maker in Tarsus, and went and got him. He needed help. Little did he realize, and this is always the way that it is in the faith, that the Lord's mission for Paul would be quite as great as it was. But it was Barnabas's encouragement that preserved this gift. Likewise, obviously, Barnabas was a fire starter. He was the catalyst for Paul's ministry. And with his encouragement, he brought such flavor. Tells us that the Christians in Antioch, after he had come, were filled with much joy. Barnabas wants us to be sons and daughters of encouragement in a similar way. Jesus also calls us to be the light of the world. Light has two functions. First, it illumines. Second, it warms. We see those same two properties in Barnabas. He illumined by his preaching, and he warmed by his encouragement, by his affection, by his believing in people. Likewise, St. Barnabas wants us to have a double portion of that spirit, so that we're able to help others to see where they need to go, to walk by the light of faith, so that we others, by our believing in them, might give them the encouragement they need in an age of so much discouragement. Barnabas was able to carry out this mission as salt and light and as the son of encouragement, precisely because he regularly received encouragement from the Lord, as we do each day here. Thank you.